Good afternoon. We are here. Give us a moment. It is Sunday, March the 20th, 2016. Spring equinox. Let us begin. As the winter moons subside and the springtime picks up, you are noticing certain things occurring, ideally. Some are breaking through the noise of the election. And if you take a moment to think about it, these are rather large things going on. But the noise from the elections are masking them. For example, your American government, the senators did not enact the DARK Act. They decided, because of the input from the populace, that maybe it wasn't such a good idea to remove labels from food. And President Obama has decided that maybe digging or drilling for oil off of the Atlantic coast was not such a bright idea at this time, with oil prices where they are. And so when you see those kinds of things happening, ideally you are thinking, oh, maybe things are turning. Maybe they're turning in the direction that makes for a brighter future, makes for a more empowered and sane future. And then you watch the elections and you think, oh my God, has the process gone off the rails? We will discuss that for a moment, the elections in the United States, because it is really, quite literally, a reality show. You even have a reality show star, Mr. Trump. And it is playing out in the way that it is because of the mass populace. You see, the mass populace has been weaned, if you will, on reality shows for the last, 10 years now, maybe longer. When did the Springer Man first start? In the 90s, or even maybe the 80s. And so you have been building up this idea of a reality show mentality. And when that particular dynamic finds itself in the majority, then it bleeds off into other areas of your reality. And you are seeing that play out in the elections. Now, predictions are always difficult to make. And how to put a Pleiadian spin, if you will, on what's going on. Let us just say that you are seeing the repercussions, if you will, or the effects of certain mindsets. And because of the energies that are coming in from the galactic center affecting reality, what was fantasy is now becoming real. It is breaking out of the imagination into the physical. And it does that, or it can do that, to show you your power, to show you your manifestation power, your manifestation ability. And of course, some of you are saying, well, did I manifest this? Did I bring this crazy process into this? Not all of you, but a lot of you did. Now, can you take responsibility for that and own it? And then say, okay, I decide to change it? That ideally is what's coming. As people begin to really think about where their consciousness has been hijacked And the energies coming from the galactic center are pushing the veil, if you will, away. And so people are really beginning to see what's in their hearts, what's in their inner thinking. And for some, it is a revelation. It is a real important thing to see. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, where do these beliefs lead to? And, of course, the United States has their version of it, but the rest of the world is involved too. And you have India, and you have China, and you have Africa, and you have Asia. You have all of these places, Europe, South America, Central America, Northern America. All of these places are feeding their version of manifestation into this. And so it will be enlightening, we'll say it that way, to see where this heads. Now, we lean, from our perspective here, towards Bernie Sanders, because he has a line, if you will, into the future that we have been discussing. He has a connection, he has a vision into that future. And the young people are beginning to feel that future too. In other words, they are beginning to wonder, will it always stay the status quo? When will that change? And if it's going to change eventually, why not change now? And the establishment, if you will, is attempting to say, no, that can't happen now. And they are doing their best to derail Mr. Sanders' efforts. It is unclear to us at this time which timeline you will follow, but it is clear to us that the one that you will find yourself on will have a lot more of Bernie-like attributes than the other direction that you seem to be flirting with. So as you move into these moons, the spring moons and even the summer, and this dynamic of the elections plays out, do not lose heart. Do not buy into what you're being told by the news people, because they are spinning, and we would even say lying a little bit. They are telling untruths. They are putting their bias on the information. Look at how little Bernie Sanders has been covered, and yet you get wall-to-wall Trump. Anything he does, any breath, any movement he does, anything he says, becomes the next news cycle. And so those of you who are watching the news might think, oh my God, he's really on the rise. But it is an illusion. It is an illusion that the media is able to pull off by how they focus the camera. Where do they focus the camera? Who do they allow to speak, and who do they not allow to speak? So, our suggestion, of course, as always, has been to limit the exposure to the media and go more inside and ask yourself, what is that future that draws you, that excites you, that makes you want to get up in the morning, that makes you want to be part of it? Because as you find yourself focusing more on that, you will become a transmitter, a broadcasting station. And that broadcast can leak into the mainstream. Believe it or not, it already is beginning. And so If you're a Bernie supporter, don't give up hope. And if you're a Trump supporter, be prepared for a wonderful show, because that is what you're going to get. But it will not lead to the return to the 50s or whatever it is that that party would like to drag you back to. That's not happening. The energies, the planet will not allow that. There's just too much at stake to take such a large step backwards. The children will not allow it. The adolescents will not allow it. The young people will not allow it. And even those older people who you might have thought had been a little stodgy, they are beginning to see that this return to some glorified past is an illusion and does not solve the problems. So, take heart in the idea that this energy is loosening up a very, very rigid control system, whether it is laws about cannabis, or whether it is the energy systems that are coming out, or whether it is information about life on Mars or something, or the facts about comets, or the facts about the ancient cultures that are on the earth. There is so much loosening up that those who would make you uptight are becoming fewer and fewer. They cannot stop what is going on, and they might try. They might think they can try to stop it, but they will not. Truth, clarity, abundance, sanity is on its way. And so with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day.